And welcome to Chicken Salt High School here in Wrentham, Massachusetts. Sean the Captain Jumper here with Joey Murr, my normal partner, our final home game of the year. And Joey, another big game here in the Tank Building. They have to win. It's a non-division game, playing a Davenport team in Canton. Canton coming into the season at 3-5. An impressive win last week for King Philip. Beating out of our one of the stronger teams in the league, and they beat him 41-7 thanks to Charles Ruffin, almost 250 yards on the ground, six touchdowns. So this is a big game right now. I mean, they have to really win out and hope for some magic tomorrow with North Brattleboro and Mansfield playing. So if you are a King Philip fan, you might want to pay attention to something like Match.com and watch that game and hope that North Attleboro wins, but you have a chance to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a nice cold night here in Wrentham, a lot of wind games. So I don't know if they'll be kicking the extra points. But you know, Sean, can't do really what you're much to play for. It is a senior night here in Wrentham. Last night for the seniors here, so I'll see a good play here by the King Philip team. And Ruffin could go for 1,000 yards today, so we'll keep track of that direction.
Well, I mean, as you said, Ruffin going over 1,000 yards, and I'm still not sure, you know, what Ruffin's career will be after he's done. But, still two games to play here. And, I mean, as I said, an impressive play last week. And it was a game that they needed. They needed to win 2-1 in the division now, with they only lost to Mansfield. And now they're going to face a tough Kansas squad to beat Oliver Ames. Oliver Ames gave King Philip a run a couple of weeks ago. So right now we're going to take a quick break here with the national anthem. We'll be right back.
Joe's Norfolk Barbershop is an old-fashioned shop with modern service. Easy to find, Joe is on Route 115 just past the lights at Route 1A. Open early at 7:30 Tuesday through Saturday, Joe is a fourth-generation master barber who understands your needs. From bald fades to flat tops, Joe can do it all. With three full-time barbers and open late on Thursdays, you'll never need to wait too long. So remember what Joe says, it always pays to look your best. Come in today or call Joe's Norfolk Barbershop at 508-384-5030. 508-384-5030.
WDISAM and WDISAM.com.
Well, here at King Philip High School, Sean McCallum, Delmar with Joey Murr. And Joey, as we talked before we went to the national anthem, a Canton squad, a tough Canton squad coming in, a couple of players to look at. Dexter Green, who's one of the top running backs with nine touchdowns this year in the Hawks about eight. They are 1-5 overall in Washington, and in the Davenport division. But as I said, they gave all the Marines a game last week, and they beat them. And so they're not sure exactly what to expect. You know, but they seem like to run the ball, and they're going to pass the ball.
Yep. One thing Aaron to mention is a lot of ground game tonight for Ruffin being here at home. Making a lot of touches. Also, Littlefield as well, back up there, getting the touches as well. So, I expect them to keep the ball on the ground both sides here. And, as you mentioned, it's all going to give up some runs here against the run. So, we'll see how they can handle that on the defense as well.
So, Ryan Dunn will get kick it off. The Canton chose to receive the ball here in the first half. Dexter Green back to receive the kick for Canton. Dunn. With a short little pooch kick down to the 29-yard line, dropped at the 30-yard line. One of the up men. That'll be number 32, Shane Norgan, the junior halfback. So they'll take over on first down from the 31-yard line with their quarterback, Anthony Byries. The senior quarterback is 5'11", 170 pounds. And as I said, you're going to see a lot of the running game. Byron likes to run the ball. He's one of the top quarterbacks as far as rushing this year in the Hawk Moth League. And Dexter Green and Elias Macho, you'll see some. So first down is in, man in motion. the pitch to the right side down to the 35-yard line. It's going to be Logan Carruti, the captain of Canton. Logan picked up 4 on the carry. Well, second down and 6, Joe.
Yeah, a little bit of the eye formation of the guy in motion there. They got the line here for Canton, so they got some nice positive yards here on that first down, second to 6 here.
So then Josh Matt to the left. The handoff up the middle. Powers his way forward and pushes his way for extra yards. Up to the 43 yard line. So he picks up a first down. So again, Joe, I mean, we're seeing that, you know, the King Phil's having trouble with the run.
Yeah, they run outside and they go right up the middle with the ball like that. As you mentioned, you're going to be keeping the ball on the ground today. So as you see here, they come out here in somewhat of a power-eye wing formation here with the, we expect a run from up there.
The power-eye wing formation, as you said, he's going to keep it himself. Up the middle, 50, 45, 40, 30, 25, 20, 10, tackle down there by Joe Cochran.
Great tackle.
Great tackle by Cochran inside the 10-yard line. As they said, Byron the ball himself. Just gets to the outside, and he was off.
Yeah, nobody in sight. Big hole there on the offensive line. They went to the wing. They both the wing in motion there. The Byron showing some speed down the field. Nice tackle by number 22, as you mentioned here. It'll be first and goal for Canton.
So first and goal from the 6-yard line, 9:39 remaining. Sean McCaffrey McGallery with Joey Murr. Byrie's under center with Dexter Green behind him. Power wing formation to the right, man in motion. Hand off up the middle, touchdown, Dexter Green. Dexter Green finds the hole up the middle. So, I mean, basically, what, 4 plays there, I believe it was?
Yeah, 4 plays drive. Pitched it to the outside only once, but right up the middle of the other 3 plays there, Sean. And, touchdown here for Canton. I mean, that's the way to, on the road to score in your first drive. Just a couple of minutes here, 9:22 left in the third. But we'll see how King Philip responds here.
So, 69 yards there, 4 plays. Dexter Green caps it off with a 6-yard touchdown up the middle. Basically untouched. He'll go for the extra point here. So, Brendan McGonigal. Kicks the extra point, it's up, and it is no good. So, Canton takes the early lead here with 9:22 remaining. 6-0 is our score, and as I said, you know, we talked about this at the pregame show, it's stopping the run, and that's it's a problem that King Phillip has had.
Yeah, and it's been the story of the season here. But the thing that concerns me, right up the middle. I mean, I can understand going on the outside there, but a couple of plays right up the middle. Looks like Byrie's a little shaken up there on the sideline. But the missed extra point, that could come to hurt the Canton Bulldogs later on in this game. But, you know, as we mentioned here, Sean, not much for the Canton team to play for. I mean, they really have not much to lose here. King Phillip, senior night, as we mentioned, this could be a spot where this could be the wake-up call for them to kind of get things going here in the first quarter. 9:22 to go. So we'll see the kickoff here by Canton. Looks like a good return. Ruffin is back to receive it. Right now, Canton up 6-0 in the first quarter on a 4-play drive. So 69 yards there, Sean?
69 yards.
Yep, 69 yards, 4 plays. Canton will kick it off. Ruffin, McDonald's. Cochran factors deep the kick for King Phillip. Roughing the deep one. And it's going to be a line drive on the ground. Picked up. 30-yard line, 35, 42-yard line. That's going to be Joseph Johnson, it looks like.
Joe
Johnson up to the 42-yard line. So the first down and 10 from the 42 with 9:16 remaining. Now we'll see the sophomore quarterback in Dillon come out here with Ruffin and try to lead the offense down the field.
I've been real impressed with Dillon's play this year. You know, a couple of games where Ruffin missed, Dylan stepped up big time here for the Kingsville team. So they go in the I-back formation here.
So I-back formation, two wide receivers to the left, handoff Ruffin. Ruffin's trying to look for the hole, bounces to the outside, 50, 45, push out of bounds at around the 41-yard line. So Charles Ruffin gets a nice block from the outside from his tackle, bounces out to the outside, and looks like he got enough.
He stepped out of bounds, right at midfield. I guess he stepped out of bounds, so I thought he stayed in, but I think they stepped out of bounds there. So,
yeah, Ruffin with a nice, anytime he gets to the outside, he can find that sideline and take off here. Second down here for Kingsville.
Second down, two, they hand it up to Dunn. Dunn up the middle, pushes his way forward to the 45-yard line. He picks up the first down, 5 yards.
Run up to the fullback here. Done for first down there. We'll see if they go in the air tonight. I mean, as we mentioned, cold night, a little windy. Four play drive to Canton here. Of course, they do have the great running back, Charles Ruffin. He's going to be looking to go over 1,000 yards today, so we'll keep tabs of that during the game here. But as they go back in the I formation, we'll see if they run it again.
Well, I hope you have Dylan here. Dylan leads the league with 13 touchdowns with only one interception. All I formation. Back to pass to Dylan. Dylan looking left. He's got McDonald open down there at the 30-yard line. Pushed out of bounds at around the 28-yard line. So they run a little simple little out pass to Sam McDonald wide open. And they 29-yard line, and they pick up 16 yards on the carry. All right, 16 yards on the pass there.
Really nice touch there by Dylan. I've been really impressed with this kid, the sophomore here for Kingsville, but nice touch. Did a little bit of play action fake there, a little toss right out to the outside there for a first down. King Phillip there, he's ready to be going in the first quarter.
So they'll send Cochran and McDonald to the left. RI formation again. Dylan under center. Hand off Ruffin up the middle. Got a hole. Pushes his way forward. Down to the 24-yard line or so, 25-yard line.
Nice run right up the middle there. One thing I like about Ruffin, hit the first guy, bounced off, continued to run, kept those legs going for a nice 5-yard game.
Well, it's good that 8:09 remaining here. King Phillip takes the ball. They started at their own 32-yard line. They're down to the 24-yard line here. Allied formation again. They set up basically the same formation here. This time they keep it with Dunn, it looks like, right? Up the middle. Dunn pushes his way forward, close to the first down marker.
So far we saw Ruffin on the outside, Dunn with a couple of handoffs up the middle here, and then the pass play there. So it's going to be third one right now. I'd look for either Dunn, the fullback, or Ruffin right up the middle here.
Yeah, they'll definitely keep the power high, but they're going to set up Cochran and McDonald wide left, power high, and off Dunn up the middle. Dunn pushes way forward. Looks like he's very close to the first down, and they're moving the marker, so that is a first down. He picks up a couple. So down to the 20-yard line, 18-yard line.
You know, one thing we saw with this Kingsville team is, you know, they like to take possession of these games. Here they are. They want to slow it down now. Get that Canton offense on the sideline, run play after play here, and another first down for Kingsville.
Now, let's keep them off balance, too. Like, you know, they run pass and mix it up a little bit. RI formation, handoff Ruffin. Ruffin's got a big hole, and he's in the end zone, touchdown.
Charles Ruffin
gets a big hole and into the end zone. I couldn't tell if it was pushed out of bounds there, but Ruffin, seventh touchdown in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was all Ruffin on that play. A little bit of confusion there on the handoff from Dylan to Ruffin, but once he got the handoff, broke right out to the outside there. Looks like he was a little short there, but got into the end zone. Touchdown Ruffin. What's that now? How many touchdowns are that for Ruffin on the
That'll be 18 touchdowns for Ruffin on the air. They botched the extra point. And so the score will remain 6-6. Go for the extra point. And one of the problems that we've seen this year is that Ryan Dunn has had problems kicking extra points in kicking. And Right there was costly. So 6-6 our score. As you said, Charles Ruffin with his 18th touchdown of the year, and he broke that one for 18 yards.
And Charles Ruffin, the senior on senior night, goes over 1,000 yards for the season there. So way to get his team on the board here. Tie game, 6-6. So they went for the conversion there. Went off for the kick, but as we mentioned, cold, windy night. We'll see how this defense can hold after the four-play drive there by Canton.
We're starting to line it up. Dexter Green back to receive the kick at around the 20-yard line. But as we've seen done, basically line drive push kicks. So we'll look for the up men here. We do move one man up, Nordgren, up to the 40-yard line. It is a pooch kick down to the 25. It's going to be received there. Going to move it to the right. Oh, nice tackle there by Matt O'Coin. Matt O'Coin. Joseph Saccone took the kickoff there. Tried to go right, and Matt O'Coin just made a nice giggle.
Special deep side, not kicking to those returners, Sean. They're going a little bit to the up men there. We tried to break it on the outside. Special teams is all over it, and as you mentioned, great tackle there.
So now here it's up to the defense again here to try to stop the run and try to mix up Byries here and their running game. So Byries under center. Offset back behind them, power eye, offset wing. Byries, man in motion. Hand it off up the middle. 40-yard line. Push out at the 30. Push down at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, I think it was Dexter Green, but a little bit of a different look there by King Philip. Somewhat of a 4-3 defense with the end standing up from that one. Down, two guys up on the outside there. Maybe trying to stop that up the gut. And outside pressure there.
Well, they put a man in motion there, you know, Saccone, and that time that kind of fooled them. So second down to 3 from the 31-yard line. Put Saccone in motion again. Saccone goes back into place. They reset. This time they put another man in motion. End off.
Oh, nice play.
Saccone up to the 35-yard line. Joe Cochran makes a tackle there for King Philip. They pick up the first down.
Yeah, and I know they got the first down there, Sean, but the King Philip defense looks like they've adjusted a bit. Two down linemen, two standing up defensive ends, and looks like their middle linebacker is playing a little back so he can read the play better.
Well, this time they run the. Well, they go to the air. They're going to open field tackle there. Open field tackle there by Nate Malone. Nate Malone, one of the seniors here on the night. They run a screen pass there and a nice play, no gain.
Yeah, real nice play. I mean, hey, they've been running the ball all game. They went for a little short pass. Didn't fool King Philip there. Stopped him here about 2nd and 10, no gain on that play.
I mean, that's one of the things that, I mean, I know last week I saw that they did go to the air. They connected on a 50-yard touchdown pass at all range. But, you know, you really have to just watch the running game here if you're King Philip.
Yeah, it looks like King Philip settled down a bit. I know they gave up that first down, but a little play up the middle again, snuffed out there by the King Philip defense.
Nice game tackle there. Patrick Boy, Brian Jones, and Brett McCoy, they are on the tackle for King Philip. They pick up two. Third down and 8. They make a substitution on the sideline. Josh Knapp, one of the captains, comes off the field. So Byries this time, he sends Michael Foley to the left. Man in motion, back to pass, to keep it himself. He's going to try to scramble, but he's brought down. A beautiful containment there by King Philip.
At a
5-yard loss, and a great job there as they sent only one wide receiver
And he's going to try to scramble. It looks like maybe keep it for himself, pick up the first down. They only lose two on the count, so fourth down and 10, and they'll be forced to cut the ball.
All right, adjustment there by the King Philip defense. I think kid Byrie's a little shaken up there for Canton. We saw it in the last drive there at the end, but he went for the pass there. I mean, they ran four plays the last drive. They go for two passes and 1 yard.
A high punt there, dropped at the 43-yard line, and Sam McDonald's just going to let it be down there. Down there by Jamel Moses-Harris, one of the senior co-captains of Canton. So King Philip there, after the first drive where they went and allowed four plays into the end zone, does a nice job there containing Canton there.
Yeah, and a way to take over the game, as we mentioned, the King Philip offense like to run the clock and run the football here, and here they have an opportunity to take the lead early in the game.
This time it's Brett Cochran, McDonald's, right, one left. They hand off Ruffin. Ruffin tries to bounce off to the left side. Ruffin up to the 50, 45, pushed out of bounds. For Ruffin, I mean, there was about four Canton defenders there, and Ruffin just took off and gets it up to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, a couple of juke steps, a little bounce to the outside there. It really wasn't much there at all. And Ruffin definitely gave up play with the positive yardage.
He got
run for something that should have been stopped behind the line.
Well, you have to talk to, you know, the offensive line, you know, that they help them out. They open up some of the holes for them. So, Dillon on the center, Cochran to the left, and this time there will be a timeout on the field, and it looks like Canton takes a full timeout here. So, we'll take that timeout, too, with 2:52 remaining. You're listening to King Philip High School football on AM 1170 WBIS and WBISAN.com. Back with you in a moment.
Northeast Tractor is the place to go for all your outdoor power equipment needs. Northeast Tractor carries all types of power equipment from such well-known manufacturers as Simplicity, Snapper, Ferris, and Bad Boy. If you need a snowblower, mower, generator, or more, Northeast Tractor is the place to be. They also service all makes of outdoor power equipment, no matter where you bought it. And pickup service is also available. Northeast Tractor is located at 269 Dedham Street, Norfolk, across from the Eagle Brook Saloon. Call 800-491-3317 or visit northeasttractor.com. WDISAM and WDISAM.com.
Back here to King Philip High School. 4-6-6, Sean the Captain Calvary with Joey Murr. King Philip driving here. Canton started it off with a fourth play, a 69-yard touchdown run to put them on the board 6-0, and then King Philip took over, and they themselves drove down the field 60-plus yards, and beautiful running there by Charles Ruffin. And Ruffin's really taking over the game here.
Yeah, like we mentioned, bounced it out there to get an 8-yard gain on first down here. Let's see if they decide to be high formation.
The high formation with Dunn, Ruffin in the backfield, going on the center, Dunn wide left, and off, fullback, splash up the middle, 45, picked up two, and he looks like he picked up three, picked up the first down.
Yeah, that's another first down there. I mean, Ruffin to the outside, Dunn up the middle, a little bit of passing by Dillon. That's pretty much the King Philip offense there, Sean.
I just said, I mean, they're allowing the clock, and they're letting the clock run. 2:33 remaining here in the first quarter. Your score is 6-6. Time to hand up Ruffin. Ruffin bounce out to the left side. Ruffin's got a lot of room down to 20, 25, 15, 10. Wow, down to inside the 15-yard line. Ruffin just 14-yard line. I mean, Ruffin just basically went 45 to the 14-yard, 31 yards on the carry. It was really just all Ruffin their speed.
I'll tell you this much: before the play, there, the middle linebacker for Canton bit on the play on the audible there, and then literally Ruffin had nobody on the outside. A tackler came up, he barrels him over for another 10 yards. Incredible run by Ruffin there for a first down 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
So first down and 10. This time they run a power eye. Three backs in the backfield with Dunn, Ruffin. Hand off Dunn. Dunn trying to bounce off the right side, but a nice tackle there by number 53, Conan O'Brien, the junior for Stanton. And O'Brien's doing a good job there getting him by the ankle from bringing him down.
That was a nice tackle by Canton. I mean, to get roughened up by his shoelaces there, dropping after running all day, that was a really nice tackle there.
You're listening to AM 1170 WDIS and WDIS AM, WDISAM.com. Sean the Captain McCower and Joey Murr. Send two wideouts to the left. Dylan under center. Dylan's going to go back to pass. He's looking. Got a wide open receiver. That's McDonald in the end zone. Touchdown. 7 yard touchdown pass. Dylan found McDonald again. His second catch of the game for McDonald. This time it's a 17-yard touchdown catch.
As we mentioned, the run sets up the pass there. And again, impressive throw by Dylan there. To McDonald, that's his guy over there, McDonald, with a nice catch, too. Ran it right into the end zone, wide open. That defense of Canton fell for the run again. Dylan has all day, good protection there. Throws a nice pass. King Phillips goes up 12-6.
Well, they weren't expecting it. With three backs in the backfield, they didn't expect him to go back to passing. That time they did. They're going to go for two here. They'll send McDonald wide right, Ruffin in the backfield with Dunn. Hand off Ruffin. Ruffin, he's going to be stacked up.
Oh, he's still going.
He's still going. They're trying to bring him down, but 4 or 5 tackles.
Think it took the whole team there, Sean. Jumped up, but no kicking tonight. I mean, is there going to be any special teams in this game or any kicking for the extra points tonight? A 12-6 game. As we mentioned, the momentum is now shifted over to King Philip. We'll see if they can stop them again here on defense. But great play. Great call. I'll tell you. Between Dunn up the middle, between Ruffin on the outside, and Dylan and McDonald, can't forget about him. This King Philip offense really takes the goal of the game.
Yeah, they really have after, I mean, they could have fallen back after four-play, 60-plus-yard drive to lead off the game, and they really have bounced back here with 12 straight unanswered points. And with a minute and 8 remaining, King Philip leads 12-6, and I mean, one of the issues has been kicking this year. I mean, they haven't seen an extra point. Field goal. Seen some mixed extra points, and one of them costly in that Mansfield game. And right there, they had to go for two because they'd already missed an extra point. So here's Dunn kicking off from the 40-yard line. Let's see who we kick to this time. High kick, brought up to the 30-yard line. That's going to be Ticone. Ticone, we pushed out of about 35-yard line. So 38. So.
And you know, one other thing to mention in this game, and we've seen it all year by the King Philip team, Sean, they wear down the defense. They wear down the defense. A couple of these Canton guys play both sides here, so I could tire them here on the offensive side of the ball. But you know, if you ask me, I think that it's about King Philip stopping them right here on defense. I think they'll score at will against Canton.
Well, they'll line up here. St. Philip in their 4-3 defense. Man in motion. Well, he'll stop again. Reset. Went to Cone. Tyrese under center. The Cone will move. This time they'll hand it off the middle. That's Dexter. That's by the seat for himself. Thought he handed off to Dexter.
Yeah.
And,
that was a good fake there. I think everybody, even us, the other guys on King Philip, thought that ball went to number 5 there, Chance and Dexter Green. The quarterback kept it there to the outside. And hey, they went to the air a couple of times, Sean. Looks like a flag on the play.
Yeah, it might be a flag on the play. They're pointing to the ground right now. We're trying to see what happened. They're coming to the sideline to talk to the Canton coach. Head coach Steve O'Hane of Canton. Not sure what they're talking about. I haven't seen a flag. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're moving it back, Sean.
They are moving it back. Maybe a hold, maybe a clip. No, I mean, no, actually, Joe, it looks like they're leaving it at the 34-yard line, Joe. Man. So it's going to be a second down and 10. I mean, first down and 10 from 34. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. So it might have been offside penalty. So Byries under center. Again, they would love to move the cone in motion and then stop him and bring him back in place. Offset wing. And they move the cone. They hand off the Dexter. He's just brought down there. Stuck. No.
Nate Malone.
Nate Malone stuffed him, but he picked up. What did he pick up? About five. Five on the play. Nice tackle there by Nate Malone in the open field. So there, the end of the first quarter there. Tim Phillips with a 12-6 lead, Joe, and not the way you want to start the game, but the defense of the Warriors have somewhat picked up what Canton wants to do, although right now Canton's moving the ball here. Begin the second quarter.
I think that first touchdown was a wake-up call for the King Phillips team. As we mentioned, it's senior night. It's cold. It's the last home game of the year. You know, they're playing Canton. They're wondering what's going on with the other score in the other games here. So maybe a little bit of a wake-up call for King Phillips, but it's all rough in this one today for the King Phillips offense.
Well, really, the big game is tomorrow's game, the North Attleboro Mansfield game. That's the game that everybody has to pay attention to if you're at least the King Phillips fan, and that'll be played tomorrow afternoon, I believe, at 1 o'clock, I believe, it's the game time. So, he'll switch sides of the field. He has the 38-yard line with second down and six.
And, you know, one thing I was going to mention here, there was an adjustment by King Phillips, mentioned that last period, but someone in a two-down lineman, two stand-up defensive ends, then they go two linebackers, somewhat of a deep safety, a mid-safety, and then the two corners as well. So a little bit of an odd defense, not your typical 4-3 here, but, you know, they're definitely watching that option run with the quarterback.
Here. Yeah, but as you see, they sneak in here. As you see all the guys changing in towards, they change it up. Hand off what Dexter up to, pushes up over the 40-yard line.
Yep, and as we mentioned, the King Phillips defense, he made it up there. I think they're keying the kid Dexter Green there, wherever he's going, they changed up the defense around him.
So Green picks up a couple, and that makes it third down and three. So as you said, they kind of mixed it up, and then right at the end there, the defenders kind of converged in on the line, knowing that, you know, Ken's going to run it here, and I expect the same here is to punch the line here and force, you're going to force Ken to push the ball down the field.
Yeah, I'd like to see Byries keep it here. Maybe a little fake handoff here, but now they go.
No, handoff and just stomp. Wow. Just stomp. Just keeps on push back. Stays on his feet.
21.
Down on a 30-yard line.
Big back on the backfield.
Looks like that was, I want to say that was Nate Malone. Nate Malone is just a big tackle.
They only gave him the yard loss there, Sean. But he really should have won it about 10. So they gave him somewhat of some sort of forward progress, even though it was a loss of 1 yard there. But, you know, as I mentioned there, that was third down. I thought they'd keep it with the quarterback. Didn't fool the King Phillips defense. I think they're really keying on this Dexter Green kid, and that may be the way to stop this Canton offense.
So there's going to be a timeout here, so Canton will take their second timeout here of the first half. 9:26 remaining. Nate Malone, as I said, a big tackle there. He's been, I believe, the leading tackle of the season for King Phillips, and he's been big as a senior linebacker and really the guy that leads that defensive core out there for King Phillips.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he's had a big night. I've been pretty impressed by him this year for sure. I mean, Brett McCovey, another guy, he's doing good on that defensive side of the ball now. Fourth down, looks like they're going to punt.
They will punt it, and that'll be Cochran and McDonald back to receive the punt. Nice.
Oh, that was blocked.
It was blocked there. Down, partially blocked. Down to 30, 28-yard line. But, wow, I mean, it was a nice snap there. Sean Redfern, a senior, 5'9", linebacker there, almost kept his hand on it completely, but they got a nice line drive, actually a decent punt on it.
And I'm sure King Phillip's going to catch one of those punts tonight. As you mentioned, that one was partially blocked. The first punt that was tonight was almost blocked, but I think they're going to catch one later on in this game, Sean.
So first down and 10. It's been Cochran to the left. Slot receiver is McDonald. Bumps him in the backfield by him with Dunn. And Cochran was wide open here. So it looks like Ham's going to have to take another timeout. Happens when they put the two wide receivers out and they had nobody to cover them. And they had to bring a cornerback to come over and cover Cochran.
I was going to mention, you know, different formation there by King Phillips. Normally they point twins left there. Had one wide, and of course the guy in the spot there. So Canton was off guard, didn't know how to handle it. A little adjustment here, but maybe they're going to throw the ball here a little bit. I'd stay on the ground, as we mentioned, cold night, but Dylan's been 2-for-2 on the night passing. We'll see how we do here with 9:12 left in the game. In the half.
So 9:12 left to go in the second quarter. They keep the same split. Cochran, McDonald in the slot, power eye formation. Dylan on the center, calling up the play, hand off Ruffin. Ruffin trying to bounce off up the middle and just stacked up there. Only picks up about a yard.
Yeah, I think another play here with a quarterback and running back, a little miscommunication on the handoff there. Last time it resulted in a touchdown. That time, 1 yard chance stop there in the middle.
Well, you're listening to King Philip High School here on AM 1170 WDIS and WDISAM.com. King Philip with a 12-6 lead over Canton. Joe Cochran lines up to the left. McDowell, power eye formation again. This time they go back to pass. Dylan looking downfield. He's got a receiver. That's Fiore. And Fiore is broken up at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, had plenty of time. Viola was open, but didn't hang on to the ball. Might have been deflected out of his hands as well. But overall, good-looking play there. Dylan's first incompletion of the night.
So Dylan now 1-for-2 on the night. And, two for three on the night. I'm sorry. 2-for-3. And third down and 9 from the 27 with 8:27 remaining. Then Cochran, McDonald to the left, Viola to the right, shotgun formation, back to pass. Dylan looking to the left, he's going to open the receiver, and it just overthrows McDonald. Wouldn't have been enough for the first down anyway.
Excuse me, a little bit of a stacked wide receiver set there, one behind the other, and an incomplete pass. Wouldn't have been a first down, as you mentioned, but here they go. You know, team has been grounded and pounding all game. Look to pass the ball here, kind of like how Canton did early in the game here. So we'll see what they do here. If they do pump the ball up, which I think they will, and see how the defense stands next series.
It looks like it's McDonald. Nice punt down on the 45. Going to bounce to the 40, to the 39, and it'll be down at the 39-yard line. So McDonald punts. The ball there, seems like they're not comfortable with Dunn punching the ball, and this time they go with McDonald.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to mention to you there. Dunn generally is a punter. Sean McDonald's back there, so I think they made the ball there, but that's Sean McDonald's 10th punt of the year. And Ryan Dunn, as we mentioned, here at 14, so looks like they're putting them up there for those two guys, but let's see how they do here on D.
We go on the defense again. Byron, under center. Time they have a bunch of guys up on the line. Experiment.
Dexter
Green's out of the game. Push it up the middle. Looks like Byron's Byrie's keeping himself, I believe.
Byrie's
yeah, Byrie's keeping himself up to the 50-yard line.
Nate
Malone on the tackle there.
Yeah, it looks like they brought in Shane Nordgren in the game. We mentioned him earlier. Let's see how that defense does. They're going to have to key another man because Dexter Green out of the game.
Yeah, they're working on Dexter Green here on the sidelines, his arms up in the air. So Byrie doing some of the work here, picks up the first down the 49-yard line. As you said, Shane Nordgren in the backfield with Joe Ciccone off wing. Going to keep it himself. Pushed up over the 50-yard line down to about the 49. Picks up a couple.
Almost a bad handoff there by Byrie. He's almost lost it there. Would have been a turnover. As we mentioned, Dexter Green out of the game. Another running back in there. Looks for that to be an issue in the game.
Well, just talking about going a hurry up here. Second down and 8 from the 47-yard line. And looks like there's going to be a timeout here by King Philip, I believe.
I think Byrie's just shaking up, Sean. Number 2, the quarterback there at Cam. Looks a little shaken up, holding his arm. Of course, he's been running the ball a lot today, taking a few big hits by King Philip. 7:04 to go here. It's going to be 2nd and 8, 12-6, King Philip with the lead.
Well, as you said, Byrie, sir, he got Dexter Green on the sideline here. Looks like he got a stinger, maybe possibly even a concussion, because they're working on his hands. His hands are up and down. They're looking at his neck. Not sure if he got a stinger or a concussion or something.
I don't want to speculate, but the trainer's definitely working with him. We may not see him left the rest of the half.
So, Ken takes the timeout. 2nd down and 8 from the 47-yard line with 7:04 remaining. Sean the Captain McElroy with my partner, Joey Murr. Joey Murr, host of the famous Sports Blast.
Yeah.
Heard on Saturday mornings.
Right and early tomorrow, Sean.
Right now, Joe, I don't know how you do it, Joe. I have no idea how you do it. So, man in motion here. They pitch it to the left. Down to the 40. Tripped up at the 39-yard line. That's going to be
Camacho.
Elias Camacho. That's the first time we've seen Camacho. Camacho, last week, he started things off with a touchdown pass from Myrie. It was a 60-yard touchdown pass. So he picks up 4 on the carry there. So 3rd down and 4. So first time we see Camacho. We'll see Camacho anymore here. The Byries. So they all stack up on the line.
Yeah, different formations.
Different 6 or 7. Now they're going to have to take a timeout again. Now, this time that's going to be the 3rd and final timeout of the first half there.
What they got noticed was... So, of course, different rules there with high school. But, one thing I've noticed here, whenever King Philip does an adjustment, Canton has to call the timeout. As we saw the 5-3 defense now, instead of the 2 guys down with the 2 outside defensive ends. So, Canton just hasn't had a way to adjust to keep calling the timeout there. So, give credit to the coaching staff of King Philip for making the defense up.
Well, the reason they're going here with the timeouts, 6:18 remaining. Doesn't look too good for them. I mean, King Phil's doing a good job in disguising himself, putting the guys on the line of scrimmage, knowing that, hey, let's let Byrie go to the air and let Byrie beat us. I mean, they don't really have a speedster on the outside. So, it's really the rushing game. And it, like I said, it's kind of reminiscent of the Mansfield game. We just saw a lot of, running Donahue. They just really just smashed them. And that's ultimately how Mansfield won the game, and that's what Canton's trying to do here.
Yeah. And, Sean, if you ask me, I think King Philip dominated this game so far, but the score is only 12-6. So, it could be a big play, give it up. You never know. It could be a tie game. So we'll see what they do here on 3rd and 4.
This big 3rd down and 4. Byrie's on the center. They got a high wing formation. Hand off up the middle. Big hole. Going to pick up the first down. So Nate Malone, I believe, was in on, excuse me, Brett McAvoy was on the tackle. Picks up the first down there, and they got a big hole there, and that's exactly what they wanted. I mean, they had them with the line stacked, and they got a big hole there from there between the right tackle and the left and the right guard.
Yeah, nice play right up the middle there, Sean. A little bit of, I guess, a fullback, somewhat of an inadvertent fullback dive, some sort of counter.
The Pirates. And in motion, Bobby's up on the ball. Looks like King Phillips is going to have it. And to recover by the Warriors. That's going to be Mike Wingborn. Mike Wingborn, who had a big game about two games ago. Mike Wingborn, who had a touchdown and an interception there. They stripped Bobby's there, and they finally get to him. And now the King Phillips takes over.
And Sean, I called that a couple of plays ago. A little miscommunication there between the quarterback and the running back. Looked like he would have got it ripped away. And of course, on that play, it did. And King Philip, King Philip covers here. Now, first and 10 on the 39 yard line.
So, first and 10. Some Charles Ruffin here. Ruffin up the middle. He's got a big hole. 45, 40, 30, 25, 15, 10. Touchdown! Ruffin! With a 61-yard stamper. I mean, he had a hole in the middle, and they just busted it out to the outside. One defender to beat, and that was it. Charles Ruffin was the second touchdown run of the day.
Nice for the King Philip Warriors. I'll tell you, that's one of the better runs I've seen this year. Gets the handoff up the middle, bounces off the guy, steps right up through the hole, gets, you know, does a little juke, does jump to the outside, and then just turned on the jet. This guy, one of the best runs I've seen this year for a touchdown. And a way to turn the game around here now, 18-6. But, wow, I didn't know Ruffin had that kind of speed down the sideline.
Ruffin, they had 9 touchdowns now, 2 games. They'll go for 2 here again. We'll set up 3 running backs in the backfield with McDonald to the right. They pitch it to Ruffin. Ruffin going to try to push his way. He just brought down at the 1 yard line, but no conversion there. So, as you said, we're not going to see really any kicking tonight. Joe, I mean, is there like a hurricane on here on the horizon or something that I don't know about?
I mean, it's weird. I believe they go for 2 every time, but I'm still amazed by that run. I mean, he got right to the middle of the field. I mean, he missed 1 tackle. Went right to the middle of the field.
And as we mentioned, Ruffin has done it.
I think he somewhat tripped over his guy and just kind of lost the balance.
We've seen that Ruffin has had some ankle injuries this year. He's been dealing with injuries. And right now, as you said, he's down on the field. And not good here for King Philip. But, you know, bouncing back last week, he had a great game. Really seemed like that. Got over the ankle injury, and now he's down again.
I think it may be that ankle, Sean. I mean, as we mentioned, a little bit of a chalk block there, got the pitch, tried jumping over his defender. Maybe he flipped that ankle again, but Ruffin is down. But I got to tell you, that was one of the best runs I've seen this year by Ruffin. Got the people out of their seats, but, you know, everybody holding their breath there on the King Philip sideline.
Yeah, Ruffin definitely over 100 yards here in the game. On the ground, you know, still on the ground, 2 trainers, coaches on the sideline with him right now, and he's not really moving.
And, of course, the backup is Sean Litchfield. We've seen a couple of times this year. Sean Littlefield is the backup running back, so we'll see how it goes. Sean bringing out the Bob Craft binoculars right now to kind of see what's going on in the field. But Ruffin is walking off the field. 18-6, King Philip with 5:25 to go here in the second quarter. So the first half, it's about 5 minutes to go here. And we'll see if Canton can answer back here. But maybe they can give Ruffin the rest of the half off.
Well, I mean, that's the key right here. You know, maybe Canton keeps the ball and keep Ruffin, you know, off the field, though. He is moving around there, as you can see. He's not really being worked on by the trainer, so he might have just taken a hit. And so, pooch kick there by Dunn. recovered at the 34-yard line by Canton. So, you know, something to worry about, but I don't think it's really too much to worry about because I don't see them working on Ruffin. So, hopefully, you know, I mean, with a four-point lead here, you have some leeway to work with if you can't use Ruffin. And you also have Sean Littlefield, who we've seen that can rush the ball for the Warriors.
Have you seen a better rush than that this year, Sean? I mean, I couldn't believe the explosiveness I saw down the sideline there by Ruffin.
I don't know. There's some pretty good running backs so far this year in Eastern Mass. But that was a really good rush there. Fiery's on the center. Fiery's going to keep it himself up the middle. Brought down there. Fiery's
just by a number of worries.
Big lost there. So third down and nine. Fieries. Offset wing, man in motion. Fieries going to pass the pass, and Fieries is just going to be stacked up and tackled there.
He's dropped for a loss there
by Nate Malone, it looks like. Nate Malone on the sack there. Fieries going back. I mean, again, they don't have any wide receivers. The way they're set up in the wing formation, they don't have a set formation to get anybody downfield. Pick up the first down, so it's really Fieries by himself. And when they get in that third down and long situation, they're really stuck. So they lose eight on the sack there, and now back to receive is
being blocked by that.
Almost right, but a short little punt down the 45. Going to let it bounce down to the 41-yard line.
We're on
45 remaining. Sean McCaffrey McElroy with Joey Murr. Happy you're with us here from King Philip High School in the final home game of the year for the Warriors. The Warriors looking to improve on their pretty good season here. Other than that one hiccup against Mansfield, they're looking here to improve on the season. So we'll take over here 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Dylan on the center. Hands off Ruffin. Ruffin trying to bounce off the right side. Ruffin's got a lot of room down the 50. 35, 30, 20, 10, 12. Touchdown. Charles Ruffin. 59 yards. So Charles Ruffin has just did a 61-yard touchdown run and just two series ago. Now he just does a 59-yard touchdown run. So you do the math, folks, at home. I think that's 110 yards, two touchdowns, and just a remarkable performance here tonight. Again, three more touchdowns for Charles Ruffin. And this time they'll go for the extra point here. Brian Dunn. Kick is up, and it is good.
All right.
So Brian Dunn hits the extra point. By the way, 1-4-6. Your lead with 2:32 remaining. And Joe, it's just amazing that Ruffin is just able to get and find that one hole, and he has so much speed that he gets to the outside, and the Canton defenders just can't keep up with him.
I don't know which one was better, to tell you the truth. The first one was impressive to me, just the way he got to the middle of the field. But I just thought that was going to be a typical halfback dive right up the middle there, and of course coming off the injury that he had last time as well. That was a hell of a run. I'll tell you, that was a hell of a run. And his speed down the sideline is the fastest I've seen this year.
I think that was a better run. I mean, he had to beat three or four defenders. Yeah. Then he had two of them chasing him down the sideline, and he just really took off down the sideline. So, like I said, right there, I mean, 110 yards, two touchdowns just on the last two possessions. He's got three touchdowns on the day. He's got nine in 2 weeks. Which to me is just remarkable. Now we lead, with 20 touchdowns on the year, leads the Hockamock League. By far the best running back that we've seen so far this year. So Dunn's line drive, kick, received there by number four. That's going to be Brandon Polito, the junior. But then,
this is my idea rather than the play.
So, I mean, we're talking, Charles Ruffin. The funny thing is that, I do a lot of research on players being recruited in Massachusetts. And the funny thing is that a couple of two different big recruiting services, and each of them have Ruffin only at either on a 100 scale at a 40 or 50. And, I sit here and I watch, and I definitely think that he can play at some big type of school.
Yeah,
at speed.
I think he can fight the next level. Still got to put a little beef on him. Plus, he's been battling an injury all year. Maybe that's something. But he's definitely a player to play at the next level.
So first down and 10, handoff, left side. Got a hole down to the 35-yard line.
carry over the left side.
Picks up post five.
Brett McAvoy on the tackle.
Brett McAvoy on the tackle.
And a five on the play, bring the ball.
Second down and five. 5 seconds remaining. We can't really no rush here to get to the line of scrimmage with 2 minutes remaining here. Trailing by 19. Again, it looks like they're having problems in the huddle.
That's got to be tough scoring first 4 plays of the game and giving up 25 unanswered points. Definitely hurts the morale.
Well, it's funny. We've already seen that once this year against Oliver Ames. This time they keep the ball themselves at the play up to the Fireys
up.
Fireys picked up the first down. And as I said, we've already saw that this year. I think I want to say with all Braves, Nicholas Foxborough was one of the teams that I saw that started out, I think it was Foxborough, first touchdown of the game 7-0, and then from there on, King Philip just took over, and that's exactly what you're seeing right here against Canton. Some readjustments made, and 1:12 remaining. First down and 10. Put a man in motion.
Another bad handoff.
I mean, it looked like he wanted to hand it off, and he hands it off to number 32, Shane Nordgren. And
I'll tell you, the kid Jason Litchfield, he's getting a lot of pressure tonight. He's really getting in there. I mean, he is up at the center's face to the point where once he gets the ball, he's already being pushed back and he's having trouble there. So I got to give a lot of credit there to that defensive line of Kingsville.
Well, Litchfield and Winborn, two big guys on that defensive line, putting a lot of pressure on Canton.
Fumble on the play. That's one thing that King Philip does that I've seen so.
for a handoff. That'll be Nordgren. Nordgren up to the 34-yard line. And with 3 seconds remaining, now it'll be the 10 all first half record. McAvoy with a tackle. So 31 unanswered points for King York here. Just, a great, great performance there, Joe. 5 good jobs. On the offense and on the defense, adjusting, and as you said, really Canton not really doing much to help himself.
Yeah, not at all. And as we mentioned, 31 now. 31 unanswered points going into the half here. Let's see what happens. Canton's running off very slowly, Sean. The guys are ready to get back into the locker room here. I feel a lot of the clock is being run. Second half, a lot of roughness. I think he's got some players up. Well, they definitely, if they put some more points on the board, as you said, you'll see somebody else besides Dylan and Ruffin, get some younger guys a chance to play, especially where we think this year, last game before Thanksgiving, and their matchup with Franklin. Which you will hear here live on Thanksgiving beginning at 10 a.m. on AM 1170 WCIS. You can also hear that on WCISAM.com. And you listeners, your King Phillips listeners out there, you know, you can actually download the game. And if you want to listen to us, on a podcast, or you want to listen to us in the car, you can just download and listen to us and just keep on rewinding. Joe and I, and maybe the stupid things that we say, but the good things you say. I mean, just an impressive performance here by King Philip, and I don't know why anyone want to listen, to this, because Charles Ruffin the last 2 weeks, just amazing. Yeah, I'll tell you, the two runs that he had tonight, that's two I've seen all year. I don't know which one's better. Maybe the first one. John liked the second one better, but clearly, though. No doubt about it, he's been to the King Phillips team. He's clearly taking over this game, and we'll see a lot more running in the second half here. As we mentioned, a lot of the team.
Well, so we will take a break here at half. Sean the Captain McElroy with Joey Byrd is listening to King Philip High School. King Philip up 31-6 over Canton. And we will be back with you in a little bit. With the second half action here, Hockamock leads. King Philip looking to improve on their impressive season. And we will be back with you in a little bit.